Now, in doing this, would you talk about people in different words, like if they were from the mountains?
Mm-hmm.
Or what would you call those?
Mountaineer.
How about swamps?
Gosh, I don't remember. Swamp. I don't know.
Okay. Do you know the term Hoosier?
Who?
Hoosier?
Uh-uh.
Okay. It's not quite midnight. Somebody asked you what time it is. You might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's getting close to that. What would be another term you would say?
Let me think.
It's just,
almost, I guess.
Okay. You slip and catch yourself. You say, this is a dangerous place.
Almost fake.
Okay. If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
Okay. You know you're on the right road, but aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody, how
far is it?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, you say,
it's right there.
Okay. Or if you're trying to tell somebody to see it, you would say,
look there.
Okay. If you want to know how many times something happens or whatever, you say, how late do you go to town?
How often do you go to
town? You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for Guy. You say,
okay, no.
Okay, and if you want to join in, you'd say, like a little boy say, I don't like that spinach. And you'd say,
me either.
Okay. Now, the part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired.
Forehead.
Okay. You go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
If you haven't shaved in a week or so, you're probably growing a
beard.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wouldn't use it so it would always be handy?
Behind his ear.
Okay. If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
If he got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
You wear a tie around your neck. What do you call that little part of the neck right here?
How's that?
Okay. Does goozle mean just
the same thing?
Okay. You have a dentist look at your
teeth.
He says you need to fill that
tooth.
All right. What's the flesh around the teeth?
The gum.
All right. You can hold that baby bird in the
palm of your hand.
He got mad and doubled up both
fists.
Okay. Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm. What do you call the knuckles?
Your joints or your hands, I guess.
The upper part of a male's body is his
chest.
He's got broad
shoulders.
Okay. They measure the height of a horse in
hand.
You have a left and a right
side.
Or talking about the same sense, you have a left
hand or right hand.
The pain ran from his heel all the way up his
leg.
At the end of your leg is your
foot.
You have 2 feet. I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
leg.
Or the more specific
thigh.
Or
shin.
Okay. The back part of the thighs, especially midway between knee and rear, you're squatting down on your
muscle.
Another word you might use, dogs have
haunches.
Okay.